I'm Marisa Waddell with you on Issues and Ideas. The weather is getting colder, and our electric and gas bills are going to be going up. We'll be checking our furnaces and looking for leaks that let in the cold air. If you're low income, winter can be a hard time, especially if you don't have the resources to fix a broken furnace or buy weather stripping or even pay your energy bill. Well, there's help for local folks who need home energy assistance. I'm here today with Michael Daly, who is the Energy Services Outreach Coordinator for the Community Action Commission, or CAC, of Santa Barbara County. Hi, Michael.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Marisa.
I'm really glad that you could come in. Before we talk about your program, I do want to point out that San Luis Obispo and Monterey counties have a similar program through CAPSLO. And I'll have contact information for their program and your program at the end of our conversation. But first of all, Michael, can you give me a little bit of background in general about the Community Action Commission?
Yeah, of course. Like you said, with the Community Action Programs in SLO, San Luis Obispo and Monterey, ours is very similar. They're actually nationwide. And Community Action Programs started in the late 60s. They were part of President Kennedy's idea of creating more domestic programs, social service programs. And Johnson enacted them during his presidency. So they're basically social service programs for low-income individuals and families. And ours specifically in Santa Barbara County has four different programs: nutrition services, family and youth services, and children's services, which includes the Head Start program. And then, of course, there's ours, is energy services. That includes two programs within that: home energy assistance, which is utility bill assistance program, and the weatherization program.
Okay, well, let's focus in on the energy services program. Can you tell me a little bit about the program in general, and who would call on you and why?
Right, well, we've been serving the community for over 25 years. People that would call on us are those that are feeling the pinch, I suppose, in terms of trying to afford basic weatherization upgrades to their homes. So it's not just owners, though. It can also be renters, so we try to help as many people as we can. But those that are low income that are needing help on making basic upgrades, or they have broken gas appliances, or they need help with their utility bills, those are who are looking to call us. And more specifically, we're really trying to help those that are elderly, disabled, or have small children in their families.
Mm-hmm. So how do you qualify?
It's based on the household gross monthly income. So we consider all household members' gross income for a month's basis. So, for example, if you had just a single person in a home, that would be a monthly income of about $2,000. If you have a family of four, it would be about $3,900. So depending on the size of the household, it goes up from there, and that's basically how you qualify.
Mm-hmm. People come straight to you, or do you ever have people refer you to a family in need?
Both. I suppose people do come straight to us, and then word of mouth also gets it out to other people, especially, you know, neighbors of people that have had our services.
Well, and you offer a lot more than just simply weatherization. You offer people compact fluorescent light bulbs, mm-hmm, and other ways to make their home more energy efficient. Can you go into some detail about some of the specific things that you offer?
Yeah, of course. I suppose when you hear weatherization, you might think just weather stripping or, you know, window caulking or something like that. But we also do we install carbon monoxide alarms, smoke alarms. The biggest thing for me, I think, is that we check all your gas appliances. We do diagnostic tests that cost hundreds of dollars normally, that are completely free under this program. So that's the biggest thing, is checking the gas appliances, checking the home for ventilation, and making sure it's holding heat well.
So when you say check all your gas and appliances, it's more than just the furnace. It's the dryer or the...
Unfortunately, we don't have a washer-dryer program yet. We're hoping to soon. But yes, we're talking the furnace, the water heater, and the oven and stove units. And I think that's the most important, because that's where dangers can arise, especially with broken furnaces or leaky water heaters, which seems to be a common issue. That's where our help comes in, I think, the biggest. But also low-flow shower heads and faucet aerators, things that can help your water bill as well. Even though we can't help you with your utility bill when it comes to water, we can only help with gas and electric. But with our weatherization, we do try to install some water measures that bring down your water usage.
Mm-hmm. So. And you said that renters can qualify as well as homeowners. Do you get more renters or more homeowners? How does it
We do get a lot of renters. I think just naturally there's a lot of renters that have issues that come up with their apartment dwellings. But we try to prioritize towards homeowners just because they don't have a property manager necessarily that can step in to make some of the fixes that normally property managers or homeowners would make. So,
So how do you determine what the needs are in a home?
We base it on the demographics of the household. We do prioritization based on the age of the occupants, how many children they may have and what age. If they're disabled, we try to base it off need, but we don't turn anybody away. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of the funding we have and then trying to prioritize who needs it the most, the quickest.
So. And you come in and do some kind of an inspection to determine what should be done.
Precisely, yeah. We have an outreach representative that starts the process. So when you call us, we refer it to one of our outreach people. They get the process going in terms of getting the application done, doing a preliminary assessment. But then there's a more comprehensive assessment that's done by our licensed assessor inspectors. And then the contractors that we have do the installations. So, yeah, it's a little bit of a process. It takes some time. Some people think it will happen lickety-split, but it takes about a month for it all to go down. So, but we do assessments and try to determine what is needed in the home. And some homes differ from others. Sometimes a neighbor goes, well, I didn't get a carbon monoxide alarm. Well, it's probably because they had one that was working. So that's just an example of where we just try to take care of what's needed. But for the most part, we do everything we can to fully service the clients that need the help.
So do you have any success stories about a specific person who and what they needed? I noticed that there was one on your website.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a few. We get letters in all the time. Some are more willing to share their story. So the one that we used last year in our annual report, which I thought was a great story, is one of Arlene Galloway. She lost her husband, which is losing some income. She had a very bad furnace condition, and she didn't have functioning smoke alarms or carbon monoxide alarms. So we were able to help her, and she was very grateful for our service. And, you know, when it gets really cold, especially for older people, she was in her late 70s, or is in her late 70s, it can be really hard, especially if you have mobility issues or arthritis. Generally, you want the house to be warm and comfortable. So she was very grateful for the service and couldn't have afforded it on her own, she said. So we were happy to help her.
You're listening to Issues and Ideas on KCBX. I'm Marisa Waddell, and my guest today is Michael Daly, who's the Energy Services Outreach Coordinator for the Community Action Commission of Santa Barbara County. And there's also a program that's very similar that's offered in San Luis Obispo and Monterey counties. That's offered by CAPSLO, and we'll have contact information from both of these groups at the end of our conversation here. But first, would you tell me, Michael, if you're bringing people into my home, how can I be sure of the security of my home? Are your contractors vetted?
Our contractors are licensed, so is our agency. We have a general contractor's license, but we've been using the same contractor crews for over 20 years. They're very good at what they do. They're very respectful of the clientele, and they're very good and fast. They get it done in and out. In terms of safety, I know that would be a concern of anybody's having people come into their home to do work, but they've been around for a long time, and we've had nothing but good feedback. We've never had any problems, and they're very thorough and complete and respectful of the people they're servicing. They understand how hard it can be not to live without some of these basic amenities, and so they're very sensitive to that, and I think really good with the clients that do apply and qualify.
And you cover all of Santa Barbara County?
Yes, we cover it from top to bottom, Santa Maria down to Carpinteria.
Okay. Where do you get your funding?
Right now we have two contracts. One is with the state of California's Community Services and Development, which is state funding, but I think also has federal funds. Then the other is the Southern California Gas Company, which is the utility. We have a contract with them. We did have the ARRA contract, which is the Recovery Act, the American Recovery Reinvestment Act. That has left and gone. We're done with that. We helped a lot of people with that contract, but it's unfortunately it's ended. So now we're back to our original two. And so, yeah, it's basically through the state of California and the Southern California Gas Company that we get funds.
Okay.
But donations to the agency are always well received. And so I always encourage people to donate, even though these programs have been around a long time and they seem like they're kind of naturally integrated and going to stick around. We are very dependent on people donating.
And are you looking for donations other than simply monetary donations?
No, they can be in-kind, you know, in-kind donations, just anything to help out. And it's not just for the Energy Service Program. It's for our entire agency. We've been kind of hard hit as well by the times, but we'd like to keep these services there for people because we know how hard it is. So, yeah, either way. But we do have funds for our two programs, yeah.
And we've been talking mostly about the weatherizing program.
Mm-hmm.
But you said that you also offer funds for people who have trouble paying their bills as well.
Right. That's the HEAP program, which is Home Energy Assistance Program. That's also state funded. And it can be up to, I think, $380 can go towards either your gas or electric bill, depending on your income level. So it's basically utility bill assistance. If you qualify for one, you typically qualify for the other. If you qualify for the HEAP program, then you qualify for weatherization. And we try to help applicants by applying them for both of the programs. So either gas or electric bill can be helped up to $380. And that's something you can apply for once every 12 months. Obviously, the weatherization effort is kind of tied in terms of trying to get the utility costs down for the home. So they kind of work in tandem. That's the effort we're trying to make, at least. But the utility bill assistance is definitely helpful for a lot of people.
Okay. And if somebody wants to sign up for this program, or if someone knows a person who might need this program, mm-hmm. a neighbor perhaps, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, yeah, they can contact us by phone. There's a toll-free 800, and that's 1-800-655-0617, or at 805-964-8857. You can ask for either weatherization or the HEAP program, or both, and you can also check us out online, cacsb.com.
And that's for Santa Barbara County, and right. If you have needs in San Luis Obispo or Monterey County, then you can contact CAPSLO, and that's at capslo.org, that's CAPSLO.org, and their phone number is 800-495-0501. Extension 10, and that's the Community Action Partnership of San Luis Obispo County Energy Services Program. Thank you so much, Michael Daly.
Thank you, Marisa.
Michael is the Energy Services Outreach Coordinator for Community Action Commission of Santa Barbara County. I'm Marisa Waddell, and this is Issues and Ideas.